This news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They are committed to offering the highest quality care to its residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with an update on some of your newest headlines here at Thumb Broadcasting. Visitors to Frankenmuth will get to enjoy the city in a brand new way. Council members approved a social district and management plan in the downtown area. The social district in Frankenmuth will operate a little differently than most other social districts. Most communities' social districts are within a clearly defined area, primarily in the downtown for certain businesses. In social districts, patrons can go buy to-go alcohol from a tavern or restaurant and consume it on the sidewalks within the designated social district area along with food. Frankenmuth's social district will include a larger area and includes the sidewalks and benches, Veterans Park, and the Chamber Plots. The district will operate from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Beverages will be served in specially designated cups that will have the business's and district's name on them. Although the district was approved, businesses still have to wait for the Michigan Liquor Control Commission to process a license for them. There are about 107 social districts operating in the state. A movie weapons supervisor has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film called Rust. A New Mexico judge announced the sentence earlier today against Hannah Gutierrez Reed. The judge said it had not been for her recklessness, Elena Hutchins would be alive. A tearful Gutierrez Reed was unsuccessful in her plea for a lesser punishment. The two-week trial and conviction was prelude to the proceedings against Alec Baldwin, who has pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Elena. He is scheduled for trial in July. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Melissa Klosowski, a registered nurse at Courtney Manor Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation. Now is a great time to join our team. I started as a dietary aide. I worked as a CNA through nursing school. Courtney Manor has tuition assistance and student loan reimbursement programs. My mother retired as a nurse from Courtney Manor, and my father received physical therapy at Courtney Manor. We are offering sign-on bonuses for nurses, and RNs even receive free medical, dental, and vision insurance for their entire family. Call 989-269-9983 or stop in to apply. Come join our amazing team and find out why Courtney Manor is all about you.
General Motors plans to move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office tower and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River, a person briefed on the plans said. The company has scheduled a news conference with the Bedrock real estate firm to announce the plans, said one person who asked not to be identified because the deal has not been announced. Bedrock will also join GM in studying redevelopment of the 7-building Renaissance Center, now owned by GM. The news conference will be at a new tower that Bedrock is building on the site of the old Hudson's Department Store in the heart of downtown. The person said GM's main office would move to the Hudson's Tower. The plan does not involve GM selling the Renaissance Center. After reporting dismal first quarter sales, Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,473 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. Musk's memo said that as Tesla prepares for its next phase of growth, it needed to look at every aspect of the company for cost cuts and increased productivity. The New York Times and CNBC reported. News of the layoffs was first reported by electric vehicle website Electrek. Shares of Tesla fell nearly 3% earlier this morning during trading after the news broke. This news update has been brought to you by Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They are committed to offering the highest quality care to its residents. That's Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, do make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.